Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 22nd of March, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, happy Monday.
And happy Monday to you. Now, we're here today to talk a little bit about some spring cleaning. Like, you know, it's getting to be that time for people who are having, you know, like we see a lot of spring cleaning tips and tricks and things. And you and I've had a couple of conversations about email. And some good
like,
ways
when
to...
When you say
to...
conversation...
Yes.
Basically, what actually happened was I phoned you in the midst of a panic attack because I had 8,000 unread emails and it was an unacceptable situation.
That's true. And you found it unacceptable.
I was like, Kelly, I can't cope with this. We need what's some solutions.
So yes,
there are various solutions. But yeah, it basically came from in a way that I imagine happens to a lesser degree. Other people who are either better organized or doing better different types of jobs to me or both, that you get a kind of stacking up of newsletters you've subscribed to or brands that you've given your email address to, or you know, just emails that you were like, oh yeah, I need to reply to that, but oh, I've forgotten to reply to that and left it as marked unread. And the combination of it can go into the hundreds or thousands eventually.
Or hundreds of thousands. I've seen people post that badge online. And would give me anxiety.
I'm having to take deep breaths throughout this conversation.
It'll be okay. So you found some tips for knocking some of that down.
Yes. So... first of all, what you can do if it's not so bad and you don't want to spend some money, because we'll come on to some services that you can splash some cash on to help sort it in a bit. But Gmail, if you're using Gmail, it actually provides a lot of the tips, you know, a lot of the functionality you would need in the web interface. I have to say, I don't think Mac Mail is particularly good for this type of task.
Lightweight. If you aren't looking at thousands and thousands of messages, you can do some basic sorts or some basic filters in Mac Mail. It's a little better on iOS, but Mac Mail is not great for it, especially if you're talking about a four digit or more digit number of unread messages that are all sitting in your inbox. It's going to be really hard to search against your inbox.
And if you have it can get a bit messy in Mac Mail.
Yes.
It's one of the things, I think underpowered is a good way of describing it. But Gmail actually on the web interface is actually pretty good.
Yes.
And so you can apply various filters and between the way the conversations are organized or can be organized and the various filters one can apply, you can actually hack into to a big chunk of unread email relatively quickly, I find. Yeah. With the web interface.
Yeah. Surprisingly, Gmail from Google is really good at searching your inbox. One of the things that I find really useful in the web interface is when you are searching, it will suggest things for you. So, for example, if you have a person who emails you regularly or... maybe a newsletter that comes to you regularly and the newsletter and, you know, some other email from the same company, like kind of are the same, like they're similar, but they come from different addresses. It will help you find like all of those emails from that particular organization or person. And it will help you. It can help you find by date. Like I only want the unread stuff that's more than a month old because I don't care about any of it, whatever. If you watch as you type it, it will auto suggest just like regular Google searches do. It will auto suggest to you some of the ways that you may want to search that. So take a look at those. And it can really, like you were saying, Charlotte, that's one of the easiest ways to cut out a big chunk if you're using something like Gmail. And lots of other places have a web interface too. And the searches are varying degrees of successful, but generally the Google one for sure is very good.
Yeah, ProtonMail on the web, which... now, the free version of ProtonMail doesn't actually seem to work with Proton Mail Bridge, which is the link service that you need for Mac Mail, but the web interface is still great.
Yeah.
And that's got not dissimilar search functionality, although obviously it's Proton Mail, so there's kind of encryption and stuff around it as well, but that tends to work good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got that. But eventually I did a bit of that and did get it down to a less horrendous number, but eventually I was like, this is going to take too long. It's all such a state. We should preface this so that there are various paid services that you can use to sort this problem.
Yes. There's loads of stuff out there that you can use to do this.
Right. I ultimately went for Maelstrom.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's one I'd used a free trial of before, frankly, and I know it's very, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to think of it probably is a more advanced way of doing the Gmail filters you described before.
Yes.
So you can sort in various ways by person, by time, whatever, by topic. You like, there's various ways you can filter through and then press a whole load of delete on them. So like, if you have a load of Google alerts, you can select all the things from the Google, every Google alert with one tick and basically get rid of them all in one go.
And if
it's
you get
really, really effective.
Yeah. Like, if you've been using a delivery service in the last year or so and they send you marketing emails aside from your orders, they will help you find just the marketing ones. Maybe you want to ditch the marketing ones, but you want to keep the receipts for your orders or something. It will help. It's smart enough to sort on some of that. And the other nice thing about Maelstrom is that it learns as you do this.
Yeah.
So it will help you figure things out. And like, maybe you just want to see unread as of today, you know, and things like that. And it will give you a bunch of different viewing options that you can use as well. And it also does some another level, I guess, of spam protection. I think it has a block button that you can use. And if something is absolutely spam, but somehow has worked its way into your inbox, you can hit that block and then you don't ever get another one. They also offer unsubscribe for mailing lists. Maelstrom will handle that for you.
Yes.
Which
is a bit more like, that's a really nice function actually in Mac Mail, particularly I've noticed it on iOS, but it's really good in Maelstrom. I've just got it up now, and the options it gives you are to forward an email, chill it so you can, it will remind you and come back into your inbox on a different day. You can set it to expire, which only keeps messages from the sender for a set amount of time. So if you, for example, don't read a newsletter within a week, it goes away, which is quite a nice option. You can obviously archive, move things to a different file, delete, and as you've described, block or highlight things as spam. Another thing I like about Maelstrom is that you can add multiple accounts to one interface.
Yes. Also very good.
Again, this is all paid. So I'm paying $14 a month, just to give you an idea of the price.
It does start with a free trial. I'll tell you that.
A free trial, which is useful.
Yeah, I went and grabbed the pricing information, and it's $9 a month or $60 a year for the basic plan, which is for those of you with cute little inboxes that are, you know, up to 10,000 messages. If you need something industrial strength, we'll say, that's $14 a month or $100 a year. And then that gives you up to 250,000 inbox emails. And if you need weapons grade email management, Pro is $29.95 a month or $200 a year. Chill, expire, and block comes with all of those. And you can build filters as well for different sorts of messages and get different views into your inbox. And so the basic, the $9 a month, $60 a year is one email account. And the one Charlotte's got, the $14 a month or $100 a year, is three email accounts. Add up to three email accounts for that one.
And I like that just because, for simplicity, really, to have everything sorted into one place. And of course, because it's a monthly subscription, if you think you're only going to need it for 1 month to get everything under control, because the free trial is not quite enough, but you want to keep it for, it's a reasonable price point, I think, for that kind of work. So yeah, that's why it appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, there are lots of different other services that profess to do the same thing. This is just one that I have used over various points.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Another one that I've seen used is SaneBox is another one that does help sort of longer term management. It's not so much about eliminating a lot of things that you have already, but more for being able to sort of manage the incoming email that you have. They have a one email account a month, and that comes out to be $99 a year. Two email accounts is $170 a year. And then they have four email accounts, and like everything else is unlimited, and that's $4.99. And they split it in half. So I think you pay, like, with $170, you pay like $85, and then 6 months later pay another $85, and you get a good deal. They have a like lighter weight plan as well, and they do similar sorts of things where they have a later folder, so the things that you absolutely need to see are the things that show up in your inbox. You can work on those actual messages from actual people that require replies and that sort of thing, manage all of that, and then they have this later folder that you can use for things. They have a built-in newsletter folders. There's a CC folder, which I think is super helpful. If you're not the person the message is to, then it shows up in that letter, in that sort of FYI folder.
That's you, sir.
Yeah. So if you're only a CC recipient on a message, then here's the thing you might need to know. Okay, cool. I checked it out. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. And another one, you and I have spoken before, and I know we both like an app called Spark.
Yes.
Which works across all your Apple devices. Mm-hmm. You can now set it as a default mail service.
Yes.
On your Apple devices. And I think that's another one that has different options for kind of organizing things so you only see what you actually need, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So Spark is another good option for those looking into that. If your inbox is kind of organized and you want to keep it that way, that's another good option.
Yeah. I use Spark for my work email, we'll call it. All my personal stuff goes into Mac Mail. And then I use Spark for like my Mac Observer messages so that I can keep on top of that. And I have alerts set up and things for it. So that's one of the ways that I keep my email under control, is I have it sort of segregated between two different places so that it's easier to track. That's one of the ways that I do that. Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment right now and talk to everyone about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is She's Birdie. And Birdie is a personal safety alarm. I've told y'all about it before. It's designed to be very easy to carry and very easy to use. It activates with a pull. There's a little ring on the top of it, and you just give it a yank. It's very bright and very, very loud. It's a 130 decibel alarm. It's got this really bright flashing strobe light, and it's a really great way to draw attention to a situation that you may want to have a bunch of attention, because sometimes a whole bunch of attention is a good way to diffuse that sort of situation. Unlike pepper spray, this isn't something that you're going to use and then it's going to blow back in your face and, you know, not help you out in the situation either. So you can use it without worrying about it. It comes in a bunch of different colors. They're all pretty nice. And I liked all the colors that they had. And it comes with this keychain clip. So you can hook it to your keys or you can hook it to your bag. And it just looks really inconspicuous. It sort of looks like a hand sanitizer spritzer or an iPhone battery. It's sort of this rectangular, sort of long rectangular shape. It's not a huge thing. It fits easily even in my hand. I have kind of small hands. And it fits in my hand. And like I said, very easy to use. And I have a special for you. She's Birdie is offering my listeners 15% off your first purchase. So if you go to shesbirdie.com/TDO, that's shesbirdie.com/TDO. You get 15% off your first purchase at shesbirdie.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank She's Birdie for sponsoring the show today. Now, a couple of other things that we have that we've talked about, like I said, I separate my work mail from my personal email, and I use those. One thing I wanted to point out, and I don't remember, Charlotte, if we had talked about this before or not, but there's a bulk delete option in iOS that I think a lot of people don't know about. So if you do the search and you get all of that newsletter that you're not going to read, or all of that marketing email that you know you're never going to look at and you want to remove all of it, if you do it on your phone and you have that whole list there and you tap on edit, and it moves all the messages a little bit to the right and gives you a little circle that you can tap in to check each of the messages you want to go ahead and delete. If you tap in one of those and just drag your finger down, it will continue selecting all of those messages.
Nice.
And that's super cool. I discovered that on accident, and the list will just continue to scroll. So if you, as your finger gets nearer the bottom, the list will just continue to go by, and then you can let go, like, oh, that one was an order from them. I want to keep the receipt, so I'm going to skip that message, and then I'm going to tap here and just keep dragging down and get rid of the rest of the messages. You can do that, and it's very, very easy. And once you've got them all selected, you can trash them. Or if it's a bunch of messages you need to archive, you can set it to, you know, you can move them all to a folder or mark a bunch of stuff as spam if your email box has gotten a case of the cluelessness and has decided all the spam needs to show up in your inbox, which happens to me occasionally, and I'm not sure why. You can go in and mark them all spam or delete them all or move them all to a particular folder if it's a bunch of stuff you don't have to worry about anymore. And that makes it... that makes it really nice on iOS if it's something that you're doing primarily on your phone. That's an easy way to also clear out a stack of messages. So I like that one too. One of the iOS, the other one I'll point out is one of the iOS features that has come to Mac Mail is the filter. There's a little circle and it's got three horizontal lines in it, sort of pointing down, like the top one is the widest and then they get narrower. And that's filter, and you can use that for filter to, you can adjust it, I think. So it can be just the unread messages or just messages today, things like that. You can use the filter feature to change your view a little bit. And at least maybe then, you know, deal with today's messages and then worry about the backlog in some other fashion, whether you use one of our solutions or something else. So... that's another one as well that you can use, which I think started showing up in Mac Mail, I think in Catalina, I think as one of the default options on the toolbar. Anyway, I don't spend a lot of time in Apple Mail, so I don't know for sure when that showed up, but I've seen it. So that's another one that I use. Do you have any other tips for us, Charlotte, on getting your email inbox under control? Besides unsubscribe so you get less mail in the first place.
No, Dan. Because mine was... there's unsubscribe. There's also actually read the thing when it downward comes in and then press delete.
Yes.
Folders.
Yes.
Folders are your friend.
They really are. I'm going to give one more tip here, and that is Jason Snell, friend of the show, over at Six Colors.
Are you ready for an exclusive?
Yes.
Jason Snell, friend of your show, and tomorrow will be friend of Media Plus as well, because he's going to be my guest, mm-hmm. and we have a really fun conversation.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we recorded a very fun conversation on the hardware bit of Apple's Media Play, so you do... tune in if you want to hear me having a meltdown about the Apple TV.
I don't want to ruin anything, but I've heard your meltdown about the Apple TV. We've had that chat.
Spoiler alert, Jason has opinions.
Surprise. So one of the things I want to point out is I'm going to link to it in the show notes. Jason wrote up over at Six Colors, Jason wrote up a really nice way to manage newsletters. If you are a Feedbin user and you have a Feedbin account for RSS feeds, they give you a secret Feedbin email address and you can tell your newsletters, I want to sign up with this Feedbin email. And then your newsletters show up in your RSS reader, which is wonderful. I love it so much.
Nice.
yeah, Jason wrote this up a couple of weeks ago, and I've been slowly nudging all my newsletters that way. And my email, my inbox has been happier and happier as I've subscribed more of them over there. Plus, having newsletters over there that I actually want to read makes me also spend more time in my RSS reader, which, so like, it's just great all around for everything. So I will make sure I have a link to that in the show notes for everybody. And I think that's going to do it for us today. If you have other tips that we've missed out on, please let us know. Observations@macobserver.com. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.